Welcome back to HJCK 101.3. This is Matthias, and today's business report is about the advent of stationery and office supply shops online. You see, here in the UK, many people are used to buying paper, pens, folders, notebooks, and everything else online. But this trend has been changing in the past year or so. Many shops are beginning to sell their items online, and there have been a few companies that have decided to do all their selling online. Traditionally, we have always gone to the local stationery shop to buy all our products. Consumers have generally preferred to be able to observe the objects firsthand before purchasing, but this is a changing trend. We're finding that more and more people are beginning to turn to known sites such as Archon.com and SimplyOfficeSupplies.com to purchase their supplies. Just as in the past, most books were bought in a store, but now online sites have dominated the market. Paper and notebooks are being bought more and more online. They are still far from dominating the market, however, as only 16% of the purchases are made online. It seems that the vast majority of people prefer to purchase these objects in person. It is important to notice, however, that last year, only 11% of purchases were made online, so this is an important growth level for online companies. We got in touch with Archon.com, and the only thing that they had to say was that much of this is due to the large discounts that can be offered by online sites. John Talbot explained that the lack of a physical location other than a warehouse meant that the costs were much lower, and that in the end, if the family purchased what they needed for the school year, the shipping was usually free. You see, once a purchase of £30 is made, we offer free shipping. This means that as long as they purchase the majority of the items from us, it results much more economic for the families to purchase from us rather from the local shop. Some local shops, however, have been clubbing together to fight this growth of online shopping. Last week in Leicester, 12 different shops got together to hold a back-to-school fair. Here they showed off everything that they had for the coming year and offered considerable discounts on their products to combat the online prices. Not all shops share this opinion. Many London shops have begun to sell their products online, but the majority still does not offer shipping. They take your order and prepare it, and then you must go in with your receipt or the credit card you use to make the purchase, and they give it to you. It saves quite a bit of time that would be spent otherwise perusing the materials. That's all the time I have, and thank you once again for listening to me.